It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Please, could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
Hi, how are you?
I'm just fine, thanks. There is a surprise for you in the kitchen. Oh, Mr. McFeely has been working on it for such a long time. That's a hint that I brought in just now. Right, here's your hint. It's a certain kind of food. I'll unscrew the top, and that's the food. Can you guess what this might feed? I don't know whether you'd call it an animal or not. Some of them are very small, and they go like that. Uh-huh. Not birds in the air, but something in water. Let's just swim into the kitchen and see. Fish. Fish, I have some food for you. Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. McFeely knows all about... These are tropical fish. And I'll take just a little bit. He said, don't feed them too much. There. Are they eating anything? Look at this one. I think that's an angelfish. He knows a lot more about them than I do. But it looks as if it has wings. There's some pretty ones there. See all the plants? He put plants all in the aquarium. This big thing is called an aquarium. Can you say that? Aquarium. Aqua is another word for water. So aquarium is something that holds water. Mm-hmm. And there's some rocks here. Looks like steps, doesn't it? Steps coming down. But fish don't go down steps. They swim. Mm-hmm. Look at those two just running around. Some up at the top, too, playing right at the top. Mm-hmm. It's fun just to sit and watch them, isn't it? Just love to see the way they're so graceful. They swim so beautifully, and they're all so different. This white one, and those striped ones, and those beautiful black ones. They're different on the outside, and they're different on the inside. They're very fancy. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Yes, sir, everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning, right when they're born. Girls are girls right from the start. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can be the mummies, they're the only ones. Only boys can be the daddies. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person. And I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I remember when I was a little boy, I used to like to lie on my stomach in the grass beside a beautiful stream and just watch the fish swim by in the water. Do you ever have a chance to do that? Fish like to swim in streams, and they like to swim in lakes, and they like to swim in the ocean. Somebody at the door. Yep. Let's see who it is.
Oh, here I am.
Oh,
again,
Mr. McFeely. Oh, you have some more fish.
Yes, in this little carton here, Mr.
Good.
Rogers. I have some catfish for you. All righty, Mr. Rogers. And we'll just
catfish.
Put them in your tank. Yes, they have little whiskers here, Mr. Rogers. Now, you watch very closely. Oh, before we put them in the aquarium, Mr. Rogers, could you check the temperature on the front of the aquarium? Right in there for me.
It says safe zone.
Safe zone, that's fine, Mr. Rogers, because the water from the man's aquarium at the pet shop has a safe zone too, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, good.
And we'll just introduce them there and get them accustomed to the water, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, you put the bag in first?
Yes. We should do that first, Mr. Rogers. So there you go.
Hello, catfish.
Now, Mr. Rogers, if we'll watch closely.
All right.
I'll let the catfish into their new home, into their new neighborhood. All right, Mr.
Yes,
Rogers, here we go.
Fish neighborhood.
Catfish, swim out there, meet your new friends.
Meet your new friends and neighbors, catfish.
There goes one of them. There, can you make it there, catfish?
Out you go. Whoa. Hey. You okay?
Maybe I should. There goes one. Come on, here we go.
Welcome to this neighborhood.
There they are, Mr. Rogers. They're in their new home now.
Oh, there's so many different kind, Mr. McFeely. We were just seeing. Now the catfish are there. There's some more.
Now, you see those two white ones, Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Well, they're called kissing gouramis, Mr. Rogers.
Kissing gouramis?
Right.
Do they kiss?
Occasionally, Mr. Rogers, just occasionally.
Oh, look at them.
Now, oh, that one, Mr. Rogers. Do you know the name of that one?
What?
That's the tetra, Mr. Rogers, the striped tetra. Right, and there they are.
Hello, striped tetra. There are two of them.
Let's see what else we can find here, Mr. Rogers. Oh, you see these down here, Mr. Rogers, the ones that have wings?
Yes.
Can you tell me the names of those?
I think they're the angelfish,
aren't they? Right, Mr. Rogers, the angelfish. They're a very common tropical fish, Mr. Rogers. A lot of people have those in the aquarium, but they usually have striped angelfish, but in this tank, Mr. Rogers, we have black ones.
I think they're beautiful.
Aren't they beautiful? Who else can we find here, Mr. Rogers?
Way up there, there's some fish that have great big bellies, it looks like.
Oh, the long tail? Is that what you mean?
These right here. See them going by?
Oh, yes. That is called a hatchet fish. You see?
Hatchet fish.
A hatchet fish, right. They're shaped somewhat like a hatchet.
Uh-huh. Hello there, hatchet fish.
Oh, and this one way back here, Mr. Rogers. I don't know if you can see it. Maybe we can.
What's that black one going by there?
You see this one coming at the top of the tank, Mr.
Right
Rogers?
Here. See that, Mr. McFeely?
Oh, yes. That's called a black molly, Mr. Rogers.
Hello, black molly.
And there's an orange molly right there. Oh, can you... There's, oh, Mr. Rogers, at the top. Quick, you see up here, Mr. Rogers?
Yep, I do.
There are zebra fish up at the top. They stripes like zebras, Mr. Rogers. Oh, they're my favorite fish, Mr. Rogers, zebra fish. I like those, Mr. Rogers.
You like the zebra ones? Could we give them something to eat? I gave the other ones some, but what about the new ones?
Oh, yes, maybe the catfish would like some food. I didn't feed them before I left the pet store, Mr. Rogers. Now, not too much, Mr. Rogers.
Just a pinch.
Just a pinch, right? We don't want to overfeed them. We want to keep a healthy tank, Mr. Rogers. The way we keep a healthy tank is not to feed the fish too much, just once a day.
I see. What about all these plants? I like them, Mr. McPhee.
Well, I do too, Mr. Rogers. And the plants help the fish feel at home. You know, the fish come from the ocean, some of the oceans and some of the clear water streams around in South America.
Mm-hmm.
And they have plants in the streams down there, Mr. Rogers. And so we make the fish feel at home. We put plants in the aquariums too, Mr. Rogers.
I see. Well, they certainly are nice. You've gotten quite a few.
Oh, there are various plants here. Oh, these tall plants, Mr. Rogers, you see in the back of the tank here?
Mm-hmm.
They're called Val. V-A-L, Val plants.
Val. Well, hello mm-hmm. there, Val plant.
Oh, and see the bubbles coming up here, Mr. Rogers, in the back of the tank? You see those?
Yes, I do.
Well, that gives the fish some air, you see? Mm-hmm. And it also helps to clean the tank. You see, the water keeps rotating and rotating and around and around and around.
Around and around.
And it cleans the water. It makes a healthy tank, Mr. Rogers. Oh, you know something, Mr. Rogers? I see a little spot down here that doesn't have a plant. You know what I think I'll do for you is run down to the pet shop and get one more plant and pop it right in there, Mr. Rogers. I'll just pop it right in there. All right, Mr. Rogers?
Well, certainly. We'd be glad to have another
I'll
plant.
I'll just run out the front door and it won't take me but a minute, Mr. Rogers. I'll be back shortly.
And hello, Mr. McFeely.
Before he closes, I better get down there and buy one more plant, Mr. Rogers. Don't go away. I hope you enjoy your free time, Mr.
Well,
Rogers.
Well, I won't go away, Mr. McFeely.
Already.
In fact, we might visit make-believe while you're gone.
Oh, you do that, Mr. Rogers. I'll be right back. Go. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. McFeely. Oh, Mr. McFeely's a great man. Always in a hurry, isn't he? Let's us look at make-believe right now. There's Daniel's clock. And the fountain. And the museum go-round. And there's X's tree. And Henrietta's house. Everything looks fine in make-believe today, doesn't it? And there's the factory. Oh, dear, I wonder about the tents. Are the tents still up in the castle? They certainly are. Ooh, I'd almost forgotten about that. Hi, Trolley. Hi, Trolley. How are you? Well, we were having such a good time with fish. Mr. McFeely had brought us some. That we just completely forgot about the tents in the castle garden. They're still there, aren't they? Oh boy. Well, take us in, will you? And we'll see what goes on in make-believe now.
Somebody knocking on my knocker?
Daniel.
Oh, Lady Avalon, how are you?
Oh, I'm worried, Daniel.
What's wrong?
It's Lady Elaine. She just won't take down those tents, and I just know that Uncle Friday's going to be coming back soon, and
I know.
He'll get upset. And
I know. I tried to talk with her last evening, and she just won't listen.
She just doesn't want to, that's it.
She's sort of like that song Mr. Rogers sings, "Sometimes people are good."
I know. And the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes.
Yeah, it's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And
sometimes people put up tents,
yeah.
And they will not take them down.
But the very same people who put up tents sometimes are the very same people who take them down sometimes.
I hope that that is true.
It's the same, isn't it, for me?
Isn't it the same for me? Ugga-mugga, Daniel Tiger.
Ugga-mugga?
Why, you have a little bit of clock dust on your whisker.
Oh, I was dusting this morning.
Oh, were you?
Clock's going very well these days.
Oh, grand.
Yeah.
Looks marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Daniel, I'm going to do something. I don't know what. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to try and make her take those down today.
Well, all I can say is good luck, Lady Aberlin.
I'll need it, Daniel. Thanks.
I'll be thinking of you.
Thanks a lot, Agamaga. Sometimes people make you angry, and you wish they'd go away. But the very same people who make you angry sometimes are the very same people whom you like sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? Isn't it the same for you? Hi, X.
Oh, hi there. How are you, Lady Aberlin?
I'm fine. What are you doing?
I'm airing.
What?
I'm airing. Some people go fishing. I go airing.
Oh, well, but what do you catch?
I catch air. And every time I go airing, I catch some.
Oh, well, is that something Ben Franklin did when he was experimenting?
I don't know, but it sure is fun. Look, I've caught some already.
Great. I guess you can do that in any weather, can't you?
Oh, yeah. It's even more fun when the wind is blowing. Would you pretend you're the wind?
Oh, surely.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, great.
Have you caught any yet?
Oh, sure. Oh, that's a lot of wind I'm catching.
Oh, that's just grand.
You know what air is?
What is it?
Oh, I mean, wind is just air moving.
Oh, well, yes, it is. It's sort of more air.
Yeah, more. Nice.
Oh, that's just wonderful.
Have you ever been airing?
Never have.
Would you like to try?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
Here, you can take my pole and just air for a little bit.
Thank you. You just hold it like this.
That's right.
Okay, what do I do?
Now you just try to catch some air. Okay. Hold it up a little bit. That's it. Now catch it. And then pull it up.
I caught some.
See, you got some air right there.
I got some. I'm going to try again. Well, okay. I'll put that bit of air back.
Yeah.
Now, catch another one.
Yeah.
I think I'll catch some air over by the tree.
Okay. Hey, you are really good at it.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. I caught a flower, X.
Yeah, well, that sometimes happens. Especially because my hook is so large. But when you catch a flower, Lady Aberlin, you are flowering. You're not airing. And you're supposed to catch air when you go airing.
I see.
Uh-huh. You like it, huh? Yeah?
What do you suppose would happen if someone went tenting? What would you catch?
Tents, I guess. Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Lady Aberlin?
I don't know, X. What are you thinking?
If you go tenting with my airing pole, would you plan to get your tents at a certain castle nearby?
That's it. X, do you think it might work?
Oh, you could try, Lady Aberlin, but I know another lady who wouldn't like it.
So do I, X. But I'm thinking of a certain king who's going to be very unhappy with the way things are there now.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a pull and see what happens. May I borrow your pole?
Yeah, you sure may, but please be careful.
I will, X. And I'll return it to you as soon as I'm finished with it.
Okay, you're really brave, I'll tell you. See
Bye.
You later.
Thanks, X.
Lady Evelyn.
Hi there, Corny. I'm just fine, thank you. I'm a little bit worried.
Oh, you are? What's wrong?
Well, I'm about to go tenting.
Oh, tenting. It's always nice to rent a tent and have a good time as a camper.
Yes, and speaking of tents, Corny.
Yes?
Have you seen Lady Elaine?
Oh, no, I haven't seen her all day.
Good.
Oh, good?
Well, yes, good.
Yeah, well, have a good time, whatever you're planning to do.
Oh, thanks a lot, Corny.
Back to my work. See you later.
Back to your work. See you later.
What are you doing, girl?
I was just tenting, Lady Elaine.
That's what you may call it, dear.
What do you call it, Lady Elaine?
I call it stealing.
Oh, Lady Elaine, I was just trying to help you.
I don't need that kind of help. All I need is more people to rent my tents.
But, Lady Elaine, Uncle Friday is sure to be coming back very soon.
Do you think he'd like to rent one of my tents?
I certainly do not, Lady Elaine. He'll throw you out so fast, and he might even set up another fight. Mm-hmm. You remember what happened that last time when you changed everything around before? It was terrible.
Oh, I just loved it. I love all excitement. I love noise. I just love it all. Sometimes people love mischief, and they feel like doing it a lot. Ooh. But the very same people who love mischief sometimes are the very same people who are afraid of mischief sometimes.
Well, your neighbors don't love it, Lady Elaine.
Too bad, too bad, too bad. Ooh. Now take your tenting pole and go away, 'cause I'm going to stay here and make mischief.
Oh, Lady Elaine, sometimes you really make me angry.
Too bad, too bad. Take your silly pole and go, go, go.
Sometimes people like mischief.
To fix this tent.
They feel like doing it a lot.
No. No trolley. No sweet.
Sometimes the people that you like the best are the ones that you can get angriest with.
Yeah.
I wonder if Lady Elaine isn't a little bit scared at making all that mischief. I know that when I was a boy and I made mischief, it was really scary.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to help Lady Elaine. Yesterday they tried to scare her away. Today, a hook trying to take the tents out. I wonder how it'll all be resolved. Well, it's something the fish don't have to worry about. Aren't they pretty? They surely are. Somebody at the back door. Oh, maybe it's Mr. McFeely with the plant.
Oh, here I am again, Mr. Rogers. Here I am, and here's your plant.
Oh, thanks, Mr. McFeely.
Last addition to your tank, Mr. Rogers, the last addition. Here we go now. I'll just get the plant out here.
You have to pull up your sleeve to put it down.
Oh, maybe I better, Mr. Rogers. Shouldn't get my jacket wet. Oh, my wristwatch here. I'll pull that up also, Mr. Rogers. There we go. Now, out of the little bag, we'll get a little underwater pine, Mr. Rogers, that's what that's called, you see?
Oh, it's a beautiful plant. Underwater pine.
Right, Mr. Rogers. Now,
it looks like there's another one in there, isn't
it? Oh, yes. What I'm going to do, Mr. Rogers...
That one back there looks just like this one.
You know what, Mr. Rogers? I'll put that right beside it, all righty?
Good.
Now, right here. This is a planing tong. You see, Mr. Rogers? I'll put it on and we'll just push it down to the gravel.
Oh, alrighty? So you don't have to put your whole arm in.
Not too far. So let me see if I can do this properly. Push it right down in there. Is it going in there, Mr. Rogers?
It really is.
Good.
You're
this
very adept
in.
At that, Mr. McFeely.
There we go, small pine.
Welcome, small pine, to this neighborhood of fish.
A new pine and two new catfish for your tank, Mr. Rogers.
Yes, sir, thanks.
There we go.
Here are the catfish sleeping.
There we are.
Hi. Mr. McFeely, you know so much about aquaria.
Well, I've been studying a lot about it, Mr. Rogers. I go home and I read my books on fish, Mr. Rogers, and I watch my tank in the evening, Mr. Rogers, because I like to see the zebrafish dart back and forth. They just dart this way and that way, Mr. Rogers, and the angelfish, they glide so gracefully, very gracefully. And after a busy day, Mr. Rogers, I just relax in my easy chair and watch my fish, Mr. Rogers, and I enjoy it. That's how I relax, Mr. Rogers.
I can't imagine it. Well, I'm glad you have something to relax by, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Rogers. Oh,
thank you very much.
Go. Oh, good day, Mr. Rogers.
Thanks again, Mr. McFeely.
Good day.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Mr. McFeely, well, I'm glad that he has something to relax by at night because he goes so much all day long. Yeah. Why don't you pretend you're a fish and swim just as you sit there? Yep. Good fish. Sure you are. Did you enjoy seeing them? Pretty, aren't they? I've never had a tank like that before. I've seen them in pet stores. But Mr. McFeely wanted me to see it and to have it right in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Well, it's almost time to go. So, who could that be?
Oh, excuse me again, Mr. Rogers. I forgot my fish food. I brought mine over as well as yours, so I'll just go get it, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, please do.
I'll just rush right in here. Thank you.
He's got to have his fish food for his own fish tonight.
Oh, here we go, Mr. Rogers. Oh, I have to feed my own fish tonight, Mr. Rogers.
I'm going off right away, Mr. McFeely, myself. Could I walk down the street with
Certainly
you?
Certainly be glad to, Mr. Rogers.
Good. Maybe you'd sing that song that I usually sing before we go away.
Well, I'll try my best, Mr. Rogers. I'll try my best.
You know the Tomorrow Song?
Oh, yes, the Tomorrow Song.
Good. You sing too, will you? With all of us.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two.
Good.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile. For you.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely. Till then, I hope you're feeling
happy.
Good. Till then, I hope your day is
snappy.
Right.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you.
You surely make it a special day, Mr. McFeely. So do you, a very special day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.